If you are to the point that you need to do an EUMR, you must first ensure that a manual restraint procedure is not implemented with a child in a manner that constitutes sexual abuse, neglect, physical abuse, or mental injury, or with an adult in a manner that constitutes abuse or neglect. It cannot violate a person's rights and protections. A manual restraint cannot be implemented to restrict a person's normal access to a nutritious diet, drinking water, adequate ventilation, necessary medical care, ordinary hygiene facilities, normal sleeping conditions, or necessary clothing, or deny contact with legal counsel, a legal representative, or next of kin. It cannot be used as a substitute for adequate staffing, for the convenience of staff, as punishment, or as a consequence. Or use prone restraint. Prone restraint places a person in a face-down position. This does not include brief physical holding of a person who, during an emergency use of manual restraint, rolls into a prone position and the person is restored to a standing, sitting, or side-lying position as quickly as possible. Applying back or chest pressure while a person is in the prone or supine position or face up is prohibited.